Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 19th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Matt Lippert, ag agent with UW Extension. Looking forward to talk with Matt. Looking forward to talk with these two ladies. We have two of our great friends in right now from Visit Rome. We have Lisa Kubis in, executive director. Lisa, good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you, James.
Thanks for being us. Yeah, appreciate you. And I'm just having fun with Jillian.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Sorry, Jillian.
I was going to say, you were getting really close.
I was getting there.
Yeah.
But thank you for being here, Jill.
Yeah,
we appreciate
thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.
Marketing and events coordinator. And we're talking Rome now. And you guys know how much I love talking about the Rome area. And in our pregame, I was looking for an excuse to talk about Rome, but we were just getting into it. Before we dive into our wonderful list of events going on in the Rome area, I do want to remind people to check out the website, bookmark it, visitromewi.com. visitromewi.com. You go there, one of the first things that's going to pop up is an opportunity to win a snow dog.
Yeah.
So get on over there, do that, everybody. I know I would not mind having one of those. It seems pretty cool. And encourage you to sign up for the newsletter. Even before you guys came in today, I had a new newsletter from you guys, and I was able to look at some of the things we were going to be talking about today and do some homework. Encourage people to sign up for that newsletter. So let's dive into things, and we've got a great one to start off with, the Rome Scare Rome Walk. God, I love that name.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that name.
Yeah, so the Scare Chrome, or whatever, walk at the Leicester Public Library has been going on for a majority of this month, and it'll wrap up this Saturday. I don't remember if it's 13 or 14 scarecrows that they have set up out there, but feel free to visit behind the library, walk along the path to just see what a bunch of area businesses and organizations have made of their scarecrows.
Yeah.
We have one out there.
Cool.
Obviously.
Yeah.
A little shameless plug.
Yeah, nice. No, that's it. Get it in. I'm all for shameless plugs. I'm all for them. You can vote on these?
Yes, you can vote for your favorite by visiting the public or Leicester Public Library during operating hours and casting your vote.
Cool.
So you get one free vote, and then you can get an additional vote for each item you bring to donate for the Adams County Food Pantry.
Any opportunity to have these events where we're helping people with food, we're helping hunger, you got to love those. And I love the tie-in to make it fun and make and bring people into doing this kind of thing. That's a wonderful idea. Our organizations and nonprofits are so good at this. Hey, we could use non-perishable food items. Let's find a fun way to do it. And it's a win-win for those people in need as well as the community having fun with something. I'll admit I'm a little biased. My first nickname was Scarecrow, so I like. I'm a big Scarecrow guy.
Yeah.
Big fan of him. I also happen to look like a Scarecrow, so I'm a little biased. A little biased about this, but I love the name. I love the intent. And is this the first year this has been done?
Yeah, this is the first year.
So how it does, you know, can give us a good idea of maybe if we bring it back next year.
Yeah.
I'm for one really like to see this again next year. So let's make sure to give them a good turnout, get some good votes in there, and of course bring a non-perishable food item. So you can vote twice. You can get two votes in there. That's a pretty cool idea. And there's somebody wins something for this too.
Yeah. So the winner gets $50 cash.
Nice.
Second place is $25. Third place is $10.
That is pretty cool.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Especially as we're getting into the holiday season. Every penny counts. Seems pretty cool. That's a pretty cool one right there. And that is wrapping up on October 21st?
Yes.
Okay. So you still got a day or two yet to get down there and get voting in. Coming up on Saturday, October 21st, got a really big one going on in the area as well.
Yeah, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Nakusa Community Center will be the Fall Shopping Extravaganza. So the Rome Farmers Market has been over, which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
This is almost kind of like a mini Rome Farmers Market because a lot of the same vendors that you'd see there are going to be at this one. All proceeds from the event will assist families in need for the upcoming holidays. There will be over 25 plus vendors in attendance. So if you're a fan of farmers markets or craft fairs, this is a great event to go to.
It's something too, that the part you mentioned there about the proceeds. Oftentimes the vendors, the people that are working these things, are, you know, seasonal. They're making seasonal paychecks, and they're trying to keep that money. That's their nest egg for the winter. Mm-hmm. So being able to help out these vendors and you buy from them is helping not only our local vendors and our sometimes our ag industry and everything, but it's also getting some more unique items, getting things. One of the last chances you might have to get some of these items before Christmas and that. So that's something else to keep in mind too. I don't know anybody alive that wouldn't mind getting a little bit of their Christmas shopping done right now. Having that box checked off, that seems pretty good. By October, you've got half your Christmas list done or something. Man, that seems like a dream. I like that. My Nana was really good at that. She's master at that kind of thing. So here's another opportunity to maybe get some items checked off that list. Also going on the 21st and the 28th, we were just touching on this in our morning show. One of my favorite events in this whole state, let alone in central Wisconsin here, the Historic Point Bosses Spirit Walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great, great event going on from 6 to 8:30. It's a lantern-lit tour around the grounds and buildings of the complex. We'll give the visitor a chance to meet many of the former residents of Point Boss and the citizens of the era. As you walk the site, the spirits will emerge from their surroundings to tell you about themselves and the time in which they lived. Mm-hmm. So adults are $5, students are $2. Historicpointboss.com mm-hmm. is where you'd find out more information, as well as it's a great website.
Yeah.
They have so many events going on in the area.
You can find out more too if you'd like to go back into our archives, listen to our Midday Magazine show here. Last week we had Mike and the gang joining us to talk about this, and had a great conversation with them if you'd like more information on it. Also, the website is a great one. Also, even if you don't have the information, go. I promise you, you're going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. And I don't use the P word unless I can back it up. And I promise you are going to have a good time. They keep history alive over there. History comes to life over there. When you are a part of events over there at the Historic Point Boss, you are helping them keep history alive. You're helping keep such an integral part of all of our communities going. That part is pretty cool. But then there's the part of this that I think is so masterfully done. You are combining two of my favorite worlds, history and acting. I'm all in on that. You have some of our great local actors. I know a couple of them, like Mike Egrin and Steve Martin, who are two of the finer actors I've ever worked with. And they are down there every year performing at this event. You have some fun there with it. It's not scary. It's not, you know, jump scare kind of scary or nothing like that. What it is I think the scary part comes in the perspective. The idea of, wow, this is how people lived. Wow, this was what it used to be like. Mm-hmm. And it gives you some perspective, not only of how much better we might have, or, you know, you might look at it that we have it now, but it also gives you a little bit of pride in your area. Like, wow, mm-hmm. these are my people. These are the trailblazers that why I'm here today. It's such a fun event. And again, when you're a part of these events, you're able to help them keep the great work that they're doing over there at the Historic Point Boss going. So I encourage you to check this out. The Spirit Walk going on two weekends, October 21st. And the 28th from 6 to 8. I would get there, especially if you're getting in there a little bit late. I wouldn't get there too late, because that they kind of have tours that they do here, and they kind of go gauge how many people they got per tour. So you want to get there early if you can, and I wouldn't push it too late. Otherwise, you might not get a chance to jump in on this and mm-hmm. stuff. So, although when you're waiting, you're just sitting there drinking cider by a fire. So that part's nice too. That's just nice. It's a beautiful area over there too.
It is.
Wednesday, October 25th, and every Wednesday, a really cool opportunity for families.
Yeah, that is Children's Storytime at Leicester Public Library of Rome, 10:30 to 11 a.m. Join us for a weekly story time open to kids of all ages. Each interactive story time will feature a different set of books read by library staff and community members.
Mm-hmm. It's especially as we get closer to the colder months and everything, looking for opportunities to do things with the kids or things mm-hmm. with your family. Here's a great one. And I wish we had more and more of these kind of opportunities of people reading to kids. And we got quite a few of them in our area. United Way has some, and some other events that go on with our libraries. But this is a special one, and that it's a set time, and it's something you can mark your calendar to and make plans to do with the kids. It's a fun event. Wednesday, October 25th, and every Wednesday also, DJ Trivia.
Yep, at Hoozles at the Lakes from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Always free, always fun. Gift cards for first through third place. Even if you haven't done trivia before, just come on out and try it out. It'll be fun.
they have so much fun with this. The DJ does a great job of hosting it. And again, what I was saying about looking for opportunities for things to do with the family, same thing with you and your friends. Like, you're also going to be looking for things to do as the winter months come in. And having something like this, you know, it's a nice one to look forward to. It's something to do with friends. And it's Hoozles. I mean, you had me at Hoozles, honestly. If they were testing water at Hoozles, okay, fine. Sounds good. Hoozles is awesome. You can't have a bad time over there. Another event that comes up on Fridays by DJ Trivia and DJ Bingo at that point, and also at Hoozles.
Yeah, so Friday, October 27th, and every other Friday from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. will be DJ Bingo at Hoozles. Once again, free to play. There will be raffles and just all around fun.
Very similar to the trivia night that Lucas does. And Lucas, shout out to him. He does a great job with these things. It's not an easy gig. I think he does a really nice job with them. He makes sure that you're having fun with these events.
Yes.
Even if you're just showing up and you want to check things out first before you jump into bingo or trivia, you can go ahead and go down there, have yourself a drink, and see how the event goes. I almost promise you, you're going to be jumping in immediately. Before you even finish your beer, you're going to be jumping in on these. It's a lot of fun, and again, something to do as the winter months come in. It's nice to have some something to look forward to. I've always wanted to do one of these, and I'm so excited that it's like right around the corner, and it's like five blocks from me. It's not even that far from, not five blocks, but it's not that far from me. The murder mystery at the Lakes Inn. This sounds great. What is this?
Yeah, this is their first annual Murder at the Lakes Inn. It's an interactive event hosted by professional improv actors. This is an event that you stay overnight, so you book your room. So it includes your room, admission for two, dinner at Avocados, or it's going to be catered by Avocados, and Spirits by Cal's Corner will be provided. Nice. So come and book a night at the Lakes Inn. They still have a few rooms available.
Cool.
It's the murder mystery will take place from 6 to 10 p.m.
It's a fun one. You're going to get, for doing this, you'll get some souvenir cups and prizes. That's a fun part of it. People love that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But what a wonderful idea. I've heard of murder mysteries before. You show up for some of those and they're a couple of hours. Or the dinner murder mystery kind of thing where you have dinner and that. I love the idea of it being overnight. I like the idea of the being able to relax and enjoy the night and know that you don't have to drive home or anything. And that's kind of set up. It's a really fun idea. I cannot tell you how interested I am in something like this, but I am not alone. I just happened to mention to a couple of people a day or two about this, and just to kind of feel out, see what people would think, because it's a fresh idea. It's something different. Boy, the way their eyes lit up. I only talked about three different people about it, but each one of them, eyes lit up right away. Ooh, what's this? Tell me more about it and everything. I had to actually memorize the website name just so I could give them the information. It sounds like a really fun idea. Encourage people to check this out. The very next day, Saturday, October 28th, Kids Halloween Party in Rome. Journalistically, I should mention that my sister and I enjoyed this every year we lived in Rome. So we are biased about this one. Love this event. Love, love, love this event.
So noon to 3 p.m. will be the Kids Halloween Party in the Rome Town Center Business Park. A lot of names, same place. There will be a candy handout, photo booth in the gazebo, balloon animals, which is a new addition this year.
Cool.
We're going to have a wizard walking around handing out Halloween beads, I believe.
Nice. Very cool.
And it's sure to be spooktacular.
Yes, it will. I know that when I was a kid and my nan and papa, my grandparents would take my sister and I to it. It was because where we lived right off of Lake Camelot, there weren't a lot of houses. And even there was a lot of snowbirds around there and that. So trick-or-treating was pretty, there weren't a lot of whole houses to go to or anything. Like one house way down there or something. I understand it might be a little bit different in Rome now. We've got a lot more people living over there, and that's a good thing. But that part hasn't changed as much as parents or families wanting to take their kids to somewhere safe and somewhere that they feel secure. They feel good about not only taking their kids there and their kids having a good time, but the candy they're getting and that. I don't begrudge anybody that in today's day and age.
Yeah.
Here is that event. This is, to me, one of the signature events in this area when it comes to something like that. We got a lot of places hosting Halloween events for kids, and I encourage people to check out all of them. This one, I happen to know for a fact, is very, very not only fun and safe, but great for the whole family.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a fun event. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Going on that weekend as well, a great event over at Sandhill.
Yeah, Sandhill Wildlife Area. As their name implies, they're Sandhill Cranes. Mm-hmm. It's the home of many of Sandhill Cranes. Join the friends of Sandhill to witness the spectacular showing of thousands of cranes coming to roost on the Gallagher Marsh. So there will be a drive and then a hike near the marsh to the viewing area. Mm. So this is happening from 3 to 6 p.m. and pre-registration is required before October 24th.
Mm-hmm. I recently, about a month ago, spent some time at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo, and I went there. I was curious. I wanted to check it out. I thought it'd be interesting. I did not realize that how much of spending so much time in the Rome area and learning about cranes there, how much it would help me going to the crane veterans. It was really cool. I encourage people to check that out, the one in Baraboo. That is fantastic, and especially checking out something like this that's right in your neighborhood, right in your neck of the woods. These are some of the more beautiful animals that you can learn about and know about. I could not tell you how much I enjoyed not only being in Baraboo and checking out that, but how much it gave me appreciation for what we have in Rome and what we have in this area, that we have so many of these wonderful birds in this area. It's a great event to check out. Yeah. Be sure to find out more about that and sign up and register everybody. I see that there is somebody that they can contact, Vicki, if they want more information on this. Vicki, you can reach at 715-652-3131, 652-3131. Halloween ATV UTV ride. That sounds awesome. You have me. I'll sign up right now. That sounds great.
Yeah, our local ATV club, the Monroe Prairie ATV Club, is hosting their Halloween ATV UTV ride. The ride begins at Buskey's Bighorn Bar and Grill. Registration is at 6, with the machines going out from 7 to 10 p.m. There's going to be chili, fire pits. This is going to be a haunted ATV UTV ride.
It's a fun idea.
Yeah, for sure.
And everything I was saying about, winter coming and we're looking for opportunities to get out there, winter coming also means all of these get out there. All the ATVs, the UTVs, they get to get out there. They get to have some fun. This is an opportunity to get that ride out there, enjoy, and have a good time with your community. Have a good time with an event. Saturday, October 28th, Halloween costume party at the Lure.
Yes. So I know we talked about the kids' Halloween party a little earlier. This is adults only.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
No kids.
No kids on this one. No kids.
7 p.m. to closing time, basically, on Sunday, will be the Halloween costume party at the Lure. Prizes to be won by best costume. There will be food and drink specials. Music from DJ Mark Cornelius, a.k.a. The Don.
It's a great name. Great name. Prizes to be won, it looks like, for best costume and stuff. We love that. That's always fun as adults. More and more adults have not taken over Halloween or taken it back, but it's 50-50 now. It really is. It's 50-50 between adults and kids on Halloween, and I could not be more of a fan of that. I love that. I think we could do both. I think we can have Halloween for kids as well as have some Halloween for adults. I don't think adults have enough opportunities in life to just let loose and be silly and just be, not be so serious all the time. This is an event for that and having some fun with it at the same time, maybe even winning the prize, not so bad. That's a cool one. Also, as we're wrapping up our events, a really good one coming up on October 29th.
Yeah, so right back at the Lure will be their Trunk or Treat event from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, the 29th. Support kids in the community to have a fun and safe place to trick or treat. Fill your trunks or ATVs with loads of candy to just hand out. Should be fun. If you want an encore of the kids' Halloween party, there it is.
What I like about that, too, is say you aren't able to make some of the other ones.
Yeah.
But there's this one still right there, so you can still make that one. There's enough Halloween parties going on to where every family should, schedule-wise, be able to get one of those in. I think that's a really fun thing about this, too. And if you can get them all in, hey, do it. I mean, it's not like your kids are going, oh, no more candy, please. You're going to enjoy all these events. One of the things that we like to do when we have you guys join us is certainly talking about all these events, letting people know them. It's fun. I've heard from our listeners for years how much they will. There's one lady in particular, she'll go right to her calendar after this. She'll go right to her calendar and literally write them on her calendar. So there's fun with that. But there's also the chance to talk about businesses in the Rome area and celebrate them and give people an update or let them know that said business is coming to town. And there's been one we've been talking about a little bit, Up North Brewery, that we really are wanted to highlight and talk about today.
Right. We are so looking forward to the opening of the Up North Brewery. It's been a little delayed in the making, but we're hoping end of the month or beginning of November. If you'd like to follow their progress on Facebook, it's just Up North Brewery Company. So you can stay tuned for their opening day announcement. In the meantime, feel free to take a drive past the building. It's almost complete. Their sign is up, so it's getting really quite exciting.
It's that business in particular is exciting, and I'm wishing them well. Hope to have them on the air with us and talk with them a little bit about it. Brewing in this state, pretty important, pretty big.
Yeah.
So any chance to talk to brewers or new brewers in particular is a fun idea. But I don't say this lightly. It almost doesn't matter to me who the business is or what they're doing. New business in Rome. That is awesome. I don't know for you guys how this is, but I know for me, as somebody who's been in this area for so long and comes from a day and age in that area where Rome was always beautiful. Rome had some really nice places, but you had like pretzels.
Yeah.
That was about it. And a shout out to all those longtime businesses out there. I don't mean to make light of any of those or anything, but it's just such a cool thing to me to not only have those businesses, but to have new business happening in that area. It speaks to the people of the area. It speaks to the economy of the area and to a lot of those things. And a rising tide raises all boats. How Rome does is how Rapids and Nacusa and Port Edwards and all these other cities do. We're all connected. It's not as if we only spend our dollars in one town or one area. This bleeds into everything. So if Rome is doing well, that benefits all of us. And these kind of things happening are just another sign of that to me, of like, man, that area is just getting better and better and more beautiful. And I'm so happy for the people of that area and for our whole state, really, especially specifically here in central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
This is a win for all of us, and it's a new brewery to try. That sounds pretty cool too. That sounds pretty all right too. That sounds great. We're wishing them well with the opening, and looking forward to when that does open. I did want to make sure that we had time to talk about this too, because I saw this story a little while ago and was so excited to have you guys in to talk about it. The town is getting a bit artsy.
Yes. So I know you mentioned Rome is beautiful. This just adds to the beauty. Yeah. Our first public works mural, or excuse me, completed mural on the Public Works building has been completed. So stop by and check it out.
Yeah.
Special thanks to Kiba Freeman and all his talent on this great project. I don't remember the news station, but there was a little blast about it.
I did see it. Yeah, okay, I did see that.
One of the stations out of Wausau.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I'm pretty sure it was Channel 9.
Okay.
And I say that because it's really the only news station on Wausau. So it had to be on there. I saw it on there. So great article, great interview. And I'm glad you shouted him out. A big shout out to him for doing this, Kim. He's putting his heart and soul into all of this. And murals are one of those things we love to see about in a town. I think that you talk to any Nacusa resident, they will tell you right away, going down that main street in Nacusa and seeing that mural on the the side is nice. Here in Rapids, we have a couple that are really nice to see. They beautify an area. They also speak to new residents. Mm-hmm. Any town, whether it's Rome, Rapids, Madison, La Crosse, it doesn't matter. Everybody is looking to bring people, new people into their town, whether it's visiting or living, and certainly looking to keep their residents happy. Well, this is part of that, that this does those things. You might not think that a mural can do all that. It does. Talk to your locals, talk to residents in your area, and you'll see that. So it's a nice addition. It's a nice idea, and a nice of Kibbe to share his skills and his talents with that. As we wrap up, I want to remind everybody to check out more and learn more about Rome by visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. Otherwise, is there any other way to get in touch with you guys, or we send them to the website? Is that the best way to reach you?
The website, or they could always call us directly. It's 715-325-3090.
All right. Thank you both so much for the time. Appreciate you. Looking forward to talking again next month and getting people ready for more and more fun events in the Rome area. Thank you both for the time.
Yeah, thank you, James.
We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.